Hi, this is Naroki 5. I am going to be doing this until I die or I find something better to do. So please help me achieve this personal and, I think, noble objective by contributing to my Patreon or Subscribestar. Link is down below. Every little bit helps. Thank you very much. I'm doing this because I hit two particular anniversaries this year. And if you've been listening to the Red Pill Nation, I recently passed a 5-year anniversary with Myth 2016. But there was another event that happened 20 years earlier in June of 2001. And I hit, and today, specifically noon-ish today, oddly enough, I will be asleep when this time passes like I was 20 years ago, also happened today. Now, I have been looking at both of these events because on the surface, these are two women that I should have had a significant relationship with. And both went horridly south for different reasons. I have been spending a lot of time tonight pondering over how different and how similar these events were. And not so much so that I can avoid making the same mistakes twice, because I mean, I understand now it's not so much about getting the girl, it's about living your life. Among the things that came up, the first similarity between what happened in 2001 and what happened in 2016 was, in both particular cases, I was under a lot of external stress. Now, I'm not going to go into all the details, because the one in 2001 wasn't as bad, and it didn't last as but it lasted longer, and it dragged out. Now, the one that happened in 2016, there was one really bad stretch. It lasted about 6 months. And then I just, like, I didn't bounce back. I kind of, like, slowly crawled back over a period. You could arguably say that lasted about 2+ years before I finally cleared it in any significant form or fashion. What happened in both of those cases, though, is that because I was under a lot of external strain, and because I was dealing with a lot of external issues in my life, I wasn't really able to focus properly on how to deal with this woman, and with said woman, be it the one from 2001 or the one from 2016. And in both of those cases, I did or I didn't do stuff. I made some errors in my decision. I allowed things to run in my head that I probably should not have allowed to run, because I didn't have the mental acuity or I didn't have the necessary skills to deal with it properly. So the name of this particular video is Be Aware of Your Personal State of Mind. Or be aware of your personal state. Here's the thing. Life happens. Even as a MGTOW guy, even without being in relationships, there are still things that can go wrong. Work, family, health, your living situation. Maybe you've got roommates. You know, there's a lot of things. And sometimes a bunch of them can come at you all at once. Or one of them can really get so bad that it can literally distract you from dealing with any of the others. Now, I'm looking back on this situation in hindsight, and I'm realizing that being in these states of mind at that time was inhibiting my ability to deal with these women properly. And what I mean is that, I mean, I did or didn't do things that I would have normally done under, say, less stressful circumstances. And as a result, both of these particular incidences ended badly The 1 in 2,000, like I said, the 1 in 2,000 is like in is coming up to 20 years. Noon, just after noon, today. On June the 18th. And a lot of guys in the manosphere, specifically in Red Pill, but I don't do Red, but in MGTOW. How do I get past my obsession with dealing with women? Well, first of all, this is common sense. This is not so much about the woman. This is common sense. First of all, be aware that you are in a pretty sticky, dicey situation. Health, legal, financial, environmental, some other type of relationship is going south, or combinations of all of those things coming, or one of them just getting really, really bad. Be aware that you are in a situation where you're maybe carrying a little bit more weight than you're prepared or than you have to normally deal with. That puts you in a stressed out state. Being in a constant stressed out state puts you kind of in survival mode, and it does act as kind of a damper on sometimes making rational and sane decisions. So what I'm saying here is that if there's a prospect out there and you're going through stuff like this, focus on making your life work first before you go after her. You can always potentially maybe get, especially given the younger women are acting right now, you can always potentially pick it up later. But if it ends up being something that causes permanent bad feelings, it may be years, probably never, before you get to see this woman ever again. And the emotions and the bad feelings and the memories about what happened have the potential to follow you around for years. Both the one in 2001 and the one in 2016, I will probably be thinking about both of these women until the day I die. I don't want to, but I do. But I mean, I'm meditating on the things that are different and the things that I should have done and should have not done. And the first thing that comes out is that in both of these particular situations, I was in a stressed out circumstance, and that stressed out circumstance inhibited my ability to make proper decisions when it came to women. And I ended up paying the price for it, especially if you're MGTOW. But if you're Red Pill or you're MRA and there's a potential woman unless she's your actual girlfriend, I would suggest you walk away. You can always get another girlfriend. You don't have to worry about that external validation. Hey, hopefully this has helped. Hopefully this helps. That's one of the things that I'm having to stress right now, is to pay attention to my mental and emotional and spiritual state of being. Like, how am I feeling? Like, where am I at? Do I have that energy to be able to spare to even go after women in the first place? If there's any question about that, then this is definitely, I think, one of those black and white issues. If there's any question about whether I've got the resources to spare, and by the way, resources are more than just money. They're time, they're energy, there's attention, etc., etc. You know, if you're having any doubts about that, she needs to go. This is Nbroki5. Like, subscribe, and I will talk to you later.